it creates a mechitza. It creates a barrier between him and thinking properly, a barrier between him and the Kaddish Baruch.
Wherever you get your podcasts from, or our own website, prismoftorah.org. This is the Prism of Torah with Rabbi Asaf Aaron Prisman.
Shalom Avrocha. In this week's Parashah Parshas Kedoshim, I want to share with you an idea that will perhaps emphasize to ourselves the importance of eating kosher, eating only pure things, only allowing pure things to enter our bodies, because it'll have a major ripple effect that perhaps we're not aware enough. And I'll explain myself. In this week's Parashah Parshas Kedoshim, it says the following. In Pasuk Kafe, towards the end of the Parashah, it says, "Vivdalte mina beima teyugal atmea." Ensure that you should distinguish between the pure animal and the impure, and the pure bird and the impure. And the next pasuk says, "And as a result, you shall be holy for me, v'isem li kedoshim, ki kadosh ani Hashem, because I'm holy myself. And this way, I will differentiate you, I will separate you from the other nations. V'avdil etchem min ha'amim, to be for me, liyot li." Ad kan the pasuk. Now, what I just quoted at the end, liyot li, what does that really mean? You should be mine. So there's a modeke malbim. Malbim is actually in Shmois Kaf Bes Lamed, and he says, every time the Torah says, tiyun li, you shall be mine, that type of idea, it means, and listen to this, you're not going to be bounded to the laws of nature that Hashem created this world with, but rather, you will only be governed by a miraculous set of rules that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide, and it would not be subjected to the laws of nature. That is what it means, tiyun li. The question begs itself, out of all the mitzvahs or the averas that we're commanded not to do, what is so unique about this idea of eating pure things, pure behemas, and not impure? That it's only in this merit, it sounds like, based on this malbim, that explains to us what it means that you will be mine, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that, we will not be governed by the laws of nature, but rather by this miraculous set of guiding by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is so unique about that? What makes the question even stronger is that it's not only here. First of all, there's another chazal in Toras Kohanim that darshans our pasuk, that it's not only talking about eating impure animals, but also the shechita. When you shecht something, you have to make sure it's 100% kosher with all the signs, and only if you do that, also tiyun li. But that's not all. Because first of all, there's another Joshua that says, and what's going to happen if you don't obey to this rule of eating pure animals or making the shechita properly based on the halacha? Then you're going to end up reaching rock bottom. The way Hashem is going to, the mahalach that Hashem will be ruling over them will be without any hashgacha prati, just letting them go with whatever nature takes them. Like Chazal said in the Joshua, that if you don't do this, you're going to end up being like the Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel with his friends. So what is it so unique over here? Basically, the question is, what is unique about the set of rules of ensuring we eat kosher, everything pure and not impure, that it's in the merits of this that we will deserve for the Shechina to be amongst us and ensure it will protect us and we won't be bounded by the laws of nature. And Chas v'Shalom, if we don't abide by this eating pure and kosher, then we're going to end up reaching rock bottom. And the Shechina won't be with us, and it's just going to desert us to go in the laws of nature. What makes the question even more interesting is that there are several proofs that the Shechina, the divine presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is with us even in the times where we're impure. So the question becomes even stronger. It's possible to have the Shechina amongst us even when we're impure. So what if we eat impure animals? It's true, it's not a good thing, it's a sin. But because of that, we're going to end up reaching rock bottom. And in the merits of eating pure, we're going to be zoicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us in this miraculous fashion, and we won't be bounded to the laws of nature like everyone else in this world. Obviously, we want to know what's behind this door of eating kosher. What's the root idea over here, that it's because of that that we're deserving of such an amazing set of miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will run the world for us in a unique way, not bounded by nature. There's the chazal in Toras Kohanim, also on Vayikra, that over there darshins, that even though we're going to be tame, impure, the Shechina still will be amongst us. And hence, the questions are very strong. I would like to suggest the following answer. I saw this idea brought down in a sefer called Drush David. I want to share with you this idea and build upon it. And he wants to suggest the following. There's two sets of system. There's a system called Sachar Ve'onish, which is reward and punishment. And indeed, that one, and misvara and logically makes a lot of sense, is dependent on the severity of the aveira, or the importance of the mitzvah that you're doing, and the reward and punishment will be accordingly. However, the hashgacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts on us in this world, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us in this world, doesn't work that way necessarily. The main point, the factor that is the most impacting of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect us and take care of us in this world, is the emunah we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The extent to which we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And where do we see a hint to this concept? Parashat Ha'azinu, over there in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Tesvav to Pasuk Kaf, it says, Vaishman Yishurun Vaivat, and it says over there the following, Shamanta Avita Kasita Vaitosh Eloka, etc. And the next Pasuk, now this Pasuk I just read, the important point I'm trying to show, that it explains a certain idea that a person just involves himself in the physicality of this world, eventually he's going to fan himself up, and eventually he's going to leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vaitosh Eloika, he's going to desert HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and eventually, if you go on in the Psukim, it says, Hashem will see that, Vayar Hashem, and then it says, Vayomer Astira Panay Mehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hide himself from these people, i.e., the result, the trigger that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to hide himself from them, i.e., the Shechina, the Divine Presence won't be with them, is the second that they leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like a mirror image. As we know, the famous Pasuk says, Kemaim apanim lapanim. It's like a mirror image of your face. Whatever you do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing also. You believe in Hashem, Hashem will take care of you. And even though you have sins, even though if there's a bit of impurity around you, but if you do have 100% emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the extent to which you have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you. And that makes a lot of sense. Even in our world, when a person knows that someone totally trusts him, he's going to do the best to help him out, especially if you realize that person thinks you are the only one that can help him out. That is the best way to ensure that someone will really do his best to help you out. And that makes sense that is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu works with us. So you're probably asking to yourself, okay, how in the world is this answering the questions we raised? And I'll explain. For that, we have one other piece that's missing for the puzzle. Chazal teach us that when a person eats something that's not kosher, doesn't matter if it's a treifa, a shechita that wasn't done properly, or anything that's tameh, it has a ripple effect. That is the spiritual DNA in the world that Hashem created. And that is, it's metamtem es alev. It totally impures the heart, which means it cuts off the heart from feeling and thinking emotionally what is really true. Harei, we know Rav Elchanan Wasserman says in Kovetz Shiurim that it's so obvious that Hashem runs the world. You don't have to be smart for that. It's really obvious. If you think without letting any external factors impact you, you'll know there was a creator to the world. The whole Shaila that Yetzirah tries to get us is yes, but after Hashem created the world, he let it go on autopilot, he let nature rule, which is not true, but that's the Nisayon we have. But to know that there's a creator, that's obvious. A person that eats non-kosher things, it's metamtem his lev. It creates a mechitza. It creates a barrier between him and thinking properly, a barrier between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is exactly what's happening over here. If we eat impure, that's going to metamtem lelev, and inevitably, the result will be we're going to be disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we're going to have this pull in our hearts that kochi v'otzem yadi, it's coming from me, it's not really HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I put more effort in this, this will happen. And that disconnects us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which has the ripple effect, whether we like it or not, of belittling the emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, as we said earlier, has the ripple effect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu letting us go just in the laws of nature. How important is it for us to know this concept right now when we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us above Teva, above nature? And perhaps if we each take upon ourselves something little about upgrading our level of kashrus in our house, everyone can do his cheshbon, where he's holding and what he thinks he can take on without being too difficult, so they'll be able to be lasting and it'll be in schus of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect us and the geula will come b'mehirah v'yameinu. That would be amazing. Just to emphasize the question that we said at the beginning, I found another place that it says tiyun li, which we said that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us miraculously and we're not bounded to the laws of nature, and that is in Shmois Kaf Beis. It says about a treifa, v'anshei kodesh tiyun li, u'basar basadeh treifa lo tochelu. Chazal over there said also, in the Mechilta, v'anshei kodesh tiyun li, you'll be holy people for me, k'shatem kedoshim, aretem sheli, when you're holy, you'll be mine. But again, the Malbin over there would say Like we said before, tiyun li means we're not bound by laws of nature. So you see already three different sources that are screaming out this idea, tiyun li. Hashem says, you'll be mine. I'll take care of you, not the way I take care of everyone else, that they're bounded by the laws of nature. You will not be bounded by the laws of nature. And all that is a ripple effect of eating kosher. I would like to end with a story. Rav Vallis is in charge of the Kiruv movement, Arachim, one of the biggest Kiruv movements in the world. And he has a lot of personal stories. I think he came out with a book called Incredible. And one of his stories that is the turning point in his life is the following. He was totally not shomer Torah mitzvahs. And he came driving back one day from home and he called his wife and he asked her if she wants him to pick up some food for the family. So she said, yeah, why not? So go to a local place and buy us something. So he decides to go to this place that has meat. And unfortunately, meat that's not kosher, a pig. And his waiting line, about to order some sandwich with pig, and suddenly it dawns upon him. He doesn't know what triggered this. Perhaps it was a Kadosh Baruch Hu putting this thought in his mind. But he said, suddenly he remembered of a story about his grandfather, that he went through the Holocaust, and he just made it as the American soldiers were coming. And the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, realized that it's going to be over now. So quickly they turned to his grandfather, who was a big tzaddik, I think he was the Rav of the town, and hence they wanted to embarrass him in front of everyone. And they gave him a sandwich with pig. And they said, eat it, or we're going to shoot you. If you eat it, you'll be saved. Look, they're coming to save you now. If you eat it, you'll be saved. If you don't eat it, you're just going to die right now. And being the tzaddik that he wasn't willing to eat it. And he got shot dead at that point. And he's thinking to himself, Rabbi Wallace, I can't believe it. I'm waiting in line over here to buy the same thing that my grandfather was willing to give up his life over. Yei ratzon that we will take this concept of the importance of eating kosher, the importance of ensuring our bodies are impure so that we don't contaminate our hearts, which is one of the biggest vehicles we have to be connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be pure, to not be bounded by the laws of nature, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of Klal Yisrael above nature and will be zoiche be'ezra Hashem to bi'as HaMashiach b'mirah v'yameinu amin.
This concludes another episode of the Prism of Torah. Thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something valuable. If you did, please subscribe to the podcast and give a 5-star rating. You can also find this podcast wherever you get your podcasts or our own website, prismoftorah.com, where we have a full archive of all our past episodes. We would like to thank Yona Vefa for the recording equipment and Ellie Podcast Productions for handling all our post-podcast productions. Join us next week for another enlightening conversation on the Prism of Torah.